This weekend could see the men from Holcombe Hockey Club in Rochester cap off an unbeaten season by achieving promotion to the Premier League. For those involved in the club, it will be the result of years of hard work following seven seasons plying their trade in Conference East. But outside of the club, there are those who accuse them of buying success, something Holcombe say is down to jealousy. Ben Croucher has this report.
In the shadows of Rochester Airport on a sunny March afternoon, Sunday service is resumed. Holcombe's men winning convincingly, 9-1 in fact. But it's not always been this way. Playing in the second tier of the domestic game 2 years ago, Holcombe decided to change their approach.
We've been in that in reality for 10 years, so we had to do something just to give it a boost.
That's the club's chairman of 37 years, millionaire David South. He's personally invested thousands of pounds in recruiting no fewer than 10 full internationals, including the England captain, Barry Middleton.
Our aim is to sustain our own team from our own resources, but you will never do it just on your own resources. Every club has to have some outside players.
And those outside players on the women's side include Laura Unsworth, Sam Queck and Maddie Hinch, with Middleton, Nick Catlin and George Pinner, who moved from Premier Division champions Beeston on the men's side. This has led to accusations that they'd moved just for the money, something Middleton denies.
I made a decision to come here, but it was a decision based on hockey as well as everything else. So we do have a team that can push for going up. It wasn't just to come and play in the East Conference for the last 5-10 years of my career.
But even if the players were moving just for the money, could you actually blame them? Their central contracts are worth less than £20,000 a year, with most players having to supplement their income through coaching, public speaking, and in Barry's case, playing hockey for a living. But not every club has the luxury of a wealthy owner. East Grinstead are a well-off club and top the Premier Division this year. But Chairman Simon Longhurst explains that making ends meet in what still remains a largely amateur sport is a struggle.
We're probably all, to a certain extent, in a hand-to-mouth model. We do have to work very hard every month, every quarter, every year.
So would he turn away a wealthy businessman?
I think it would depend on who they were and what their DNA was and what their core values were. Let's put it that way.
Holcombe's money has divided the English game. Some are happy that there's investment into the sport. Others believe it's not a level playing field.
It's hard to say whether people were surprised, whether people were, I'm very cautious to use the words jealous, but perhaps that's what it was. I don't know. But we haven't done that for any reason to rub people's noses in it.
Like it or loathe it, Holcombe's approach is clearly working. Consecutive promotions for the women's team and the men scoring 110 goals en route to the playoffs this weekend. But if they don't get promoted, will David rush off with his millions and leave the club in trouble?
No, it's not win or bust. It's never been about win or bust. Each year we need to drop away a paid player and replace them with one of our own. So we get back to a sustainable proportion, which is probably 30 or 40% external players and 60, 70% of your own home-produced players.
England Hockey says it's happy for players to be plying their trade in the second tier. For how much longer Holcombe will be there is surely just a matter of time. Ben Croucher, BBC Radio Kent.